Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. David Dossie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, partner at Gallagher & Dossie. Invention-protection.com is the website. We're talking about having an intellectual property strategy, not just managing it, right, David?
Right.
What's the difference?
And for small businesses, oftentimes you get in the mindset of, okay, I need to do this, and I need to pay a renewal for either a patent or a trademark, or I should get a copyright on this. But you really have to separate that, more the management side, from thinking strategically about how I'm going to get ahead. And it often does not sink in for a small business until they see they're on the receiving end of one of their competitors doing it and getting the better of them. And then it's funny how quickly they start thinking strategically. But you need to be thinking, you know, the small businesses that are successful at this think about, they watch what their competitors are doing and sit back and think, okay, now the next logical step for my competitors, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, they're probably moving this direction with their product or services. What can we be doing to maybe close them in or slow down their progression along that route from an intellectual property perspective? And that can be, you know, extremely valuable. Maybe
you're talking about going offense with IP.
Yes.
Not just defense, but offense.
Right, putting up fences. So if someone's carving out their niche, and think of it maybe 30 years ago with fishing poles, since you just went on a fishing trip, people might have just been getting into carbon fiber tips on a fishing pole, one particular manufacturer. Well, the other manufacturer should have said, well, look, this is incredibly expensive now, but 10 years from now, it's likely the whole pole is going to be,
right,
you know, it's very complex carbon fiber. Let's go and try to protect that route, even though it's not economically feasible today. 10 years down the road, it is, and when it is, we don't want to be blocked out. We want to be the person blocking the other people out, even though someone else beat us to the punch with, let's say, carbon fiber tips.
Well, of course, and of course, my thinking is, don't just be reacting to what your competitor is doing, but make them react to you. You be the leader. You be the one taking. But of course, you want to make sure when you're doing your IP that you're on the leading edge, not on the bleeding edge.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You can, as with anything, you can get out there too far afield and be spending a lot of money that may not be the wisest investment of your money. You know, at some point it is more beneficial to the business for you to upgrade the machinery or the computer system than to be chasing too much intellectual property protection. But that's a balancing act that you should at least be making an educated decision on, not just an off-the-cuff decision.
Do you see part of the strategy being where your IP is used in a consistent way for marketing and branding? Would that be part of your IP strategy, where the two sort of serve each other?
Well, yes. You have to sit back and look at what are the most, you know, popular and valuable brands today, and then ask yourself, well, why is that the case? And generally, you'll come to the conclusion it's because of consistent, repeated use of trademarks and logos and such, and not changing them every 5 years. Even
right.
though, you know, every time a company gets a new marketing person in, they want to do a refresh and make things, you know, bring them to date, and they usually put on a pretty good sales pitch about that. But, you know, how much has Nike's trademarks changed over the years? Zero. You know, Apple, even Under Armour is kind of
right.
a more recent one. But sometimes consistency pays off many times more than that argument.
But the point here is that it became the law in your company that if you were using our brand, you use it the way we say it's to be used. So it doesn't get diluted, it doesn't get compromised, right? Because if your company, if everybody in your company is using it a different way, then you're violating your own IP.
Right, you're diluting it, like you said, and it is funny watching the big companies that have very stringent procedures for use of their trademarks.
Yeah.
And some of the best examples of that are universities. Think in my hometown, Ohio State. You know, it is hilarious.
They got a football team up there.
Some would say so.
Is that the one with the football team? I think I've heard of them. Yeah,
I think they're actually ranked behind Alabama.
Go ahead.
This year.
Go ahead.
I can't believe it.
Go ahead.
But their trademark requirements on use, even just for their internal clients, it's just it is amazing.
Well, and a lot of these companies, I've gotten frustrated at working with big companies where we try to create a program for them. And it would have to go through the branding people and the IP. I mean, it had to drop through all the filters.
Sure.
And so
and one of the most common strategy IP issues that I see missed by small businesses is they get gung-ho about they've had a successful product or service in the United States. They want to move now. They're making that step to Canada or Mexico, and they don't go out and look to make sure they can even use their mark in those other regions.
Invention-protection.com is David's website. Gallagher & Dossie is the law firm, intellectual property law firm, there in Columbus, Ohio. But he works with people all over the world. Quick break, Tintail. More to come on your intellectual property strategy after these messages. You're not fine, man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.